All the materials that I'm reading from here have been supplied by the Filipino Resource Center, which is actually located right here in the community of Guelph. It's especially tailored for academic investigations in urban and rural developments and history, politics, sociology, and cultural studies of the Philippines. The Philippine Resource Center can be accessed through preferably a fax at area code 519-821-4934 or telephone number, area code 519 again, 821-6192. And from this resource center, I have been able to source a number of other books, along with these books on mythology, are quite a large selection of women's writing that I found very interesting and mind-opening, since I did not realize to exactly what extent of scholastic expertise my own fellow cultural sisters have attempted to express themselves. In the spirit of the last song that I just played about Filipino identity, I just wanted to read the foreword of a book called And She Said No, about human rights, women's identities, and struggles. And it is a compilation of a number of different women in the Philippines, all, however, going through similar struggles. The foreword is by Sister Mary John Mananzan. These are stories of women about women, of suffering women about suffering women, of brave women about brave women. They are powerful first-hand accounts of the poignant, tragic, gruesome experience of women of all ages, of malnourished infants, of prostituted little girls, of abandoned street children, of raped adolescents, of raped and tortured young women organizers, of exploited women workers, of harassed miners' wives, of grieving widows and mothers of disappeared husbands and sons, of beheaded peasant women organizers, of gang-raped women political detainees. The stories likewise tell of courageous Kalinga women who routed exploitative land grabbers, of fearless wives who indefatigably looked for missing husbands and children, of women awakening to their situation and dignity, empowered women who question the injustices of society and denounce the violations of human rights, of women who defy the threats to their life and to their honor in pursuing the struggle for a better society. Page after page you will read moving and touching personal testimonies of valiant women, and as you relive their anguish, their fear, their bitterness, their mercy, and their horror, you are at the same time inspired and empowered by their strength, their determination, their courage, their indomitable will, their creative persistence, and yes, even their hope. As I read through the pages and come to the last testimony, I say, I am proud to be a woman. I am proud to be a Filipino woman.